Nice to be here once again.
Good old Chicago, good old Triad. Nice to see you guys haven't changed much, man. Keeping it going, keeping it the way it should be, keeping it relaxed and keeping it casual.
Right.
It's the only way to do it. Yeah. Night City, new rock and roll band. I miss that feeling of people working together for a common cause, a common goal, or just for the love of making music. I suppose I got started with the band, the idea of putting it together about a little less than 2 years ago. You know, I don't want to be hiring studio musicians and making a record and then hiring guys to go on the road and everything and not having a band. I just had to have a band together. The band is a hard rock band that can also play with subtlety. I think it's got a harder edge to it than the stuff I did on my own. The Golden Scarab and the whole thing started with rock and roll, were more jazz albums. Night City is more of a rock and roll band. But I'm a rock and roller, man. I love to rock. I love hard power. I love to have the strength of the music behind me. And everybody in the band is a stone rocker.
I sure do pray that our love doesn't fade.
It took a long time to put the band together. I had the bass player, Nigel, from the last album I did, Nigel Harrison. So I kept him. And Noah James is the lead singer. And it's weird, man, I ran into him in a club. He wasn't playing, I just happened to be at a club, another band was playing. And I saw this guy jump on stage and grab the microphone, start singing and playing his harmonica. And I said to myself, wow, this guy is ballsy to say the least, and also very, very good. Excellent poet. So after they played for a while and he left the stage, I went over and talked to him and said, hey, let's get together tomorrow. Come on up to Laurel Canyon. I had a rehearsal house in Laurel Canyon. And he came by and played some of his songs and showed me some of his poetry. And I said, wow, this is really great stuff, man. Let's get a rock and roll band together. And he said, great, that's exactly what I want to do. Nope, never played with anybody else. He's brand new. The drummer's brand new. Guitar player played with Rare Earth for a while, went on the road with them a little bit and recorded with them. And Nigel, the bass player, is from Silverhead. He's an old English rock and roller.
So we're here at Triad Radio talking to Ray Manzarek, former keyboard player of The Doors, now with a new group called Night City. Tell me, Ray, how do you like Chicago?
Well, I like it a lot. It's a good city.
And I'm from Chicago. This is my hometown. Grew up on the South Side, 35th and Western, went to Everett Grammar School, St. Rita High School, put a little time in at DePaul University downtown, and went out to California, went to UCLA, seek the sun. I'd come back if the weather was better. I just can't take the cold weather anymore. My blood is thinned out. I knew a lot of guys in the business too, man, but none of them liked the band. They always say they're looking for something new, something different. You bring them something different and they go, oh God, that's not, I don't understand it. It's too different. That's funny. Said, hey, I'm, I used to be in The Doors, man. I said, yeah, great, Ray, you got a new band, fantastic. They're looking for another Doors. I'd take them the tape and they'd say, gee, this doesn't sound like The Doors. Yeah, I'm hip, man, of course it doesn't sound like The Doors. This is a new band. And then when we started out, I said, I don't know which record company it's gonna be, man, but I'll bet we're gonna get rejected by a lot, and then it's gonna be somebody from out of the blue is gonna come along and say, I love you guys, man. And that was 20th Century Fox Records came along. When I brought The Doors around, nobody took it then either, man. Same trip, exactly. Yeah, really. For all of those of you who were not there in 67, 68, 63, 4, 5, you know, about that period from 63 to 69, man, was incredible. Great times. Psychedelic Los Angeles and San Francisco, wear some flowers in your hair. Boy, that was fun. But somehow Kent State happened. People got shot down. And I think everybody gave up on the revolution. And now the revolution is over. We lost. They won. However, we're still around, man. And little by little, things are starting to happen again. I think with Jimmy Carter in, man, things are, like, he's the first guy who's just come out and said human rights. Made everybody in America think, human rights? What the hell are human rights? We'd forgotten all about that, but we are supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. Night City is that other side of Los Angeles, you know? The dark side of Los Angeles, the time when rock and roll is properly played at night. It's a nighttime music. I mean, outdoor festivals in the day are great, of course, but by and large, nighttime is the time when you can create the mystery, create illusions, create a world that really doesn't exist, that just kind of exists in your mind and in the mind of the audience, and the agreement on making fantasy. Fantasy is nighttime, and rock and roll is night, and we're from Los Angeles, the city, and hence Night City.
Pictures of himself, right before he found out he was someone else. He packed his bags, never went back to his upstairs suburban bedroom. On his 21st birthday, they called him Rebel as he stood at the edge of the burning sea, looking suicide, suicide, suicide. I was blown out west by place of rolling people, starstruck and living for the moment. Lots of cocaine and clean, Mr. Jones. But what I was looking for was just a little bit further down the line from this particular scene. And in a short period of time, it became quite clear to me that there was only one possible way.